Welcome to Inside Bayou Podcast. Inside Bayou also means inside life. Today, I'll be talking about rape, how we can prevent ourselves from being a victim of rape, and how possibly we can completely eradicate rape or bring rape to an end in our communities or in our society. We have to rise up and say no to rape. We have to take a stand and say no to rape. We can completely cure this, how we can completely eradicate this if it is possible. And we can do this by raising a godly generation of men who fear God and are filled with His love. We need to raise a godly generation who fear God and are filled with the love of God. Someone might say, oh, pastors, church leaders, people who go to church are involved in raping girls or in rape cases. Please, the fact someone goes to church or is a church leader does not mean the person has a fear of God in him or the person is God-fearing. So, we really need to raise a godly generation who fear God and are filled with His love. We need to tell people about Jesus. We need to preach the word of God to people. I believe if we raise good disciples, we raise genuine disciples of Christ, we raise people who understand the will of God for their lives and understand the goodness of God and the love of God, they will not rape people, because no one who has the fear of God in him would ever rape somebody or would ever rape someone. Bible says the grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness, and rape is an ungodly act. So we need to tell people about Jesus. Boys, tell your fellow guys about Jesus. Girls, tell your brothers about Jesus. Tell your uncles about Jesus. Tell your male friends about Jesus. Tell them about the grace of God. And the grace of God will teach them to say no to ungodliness. It will teach them to say no to rape. Rape is an ungodly act. You don't know what is in the heart of a man. You don't know what the guy next to you is thinking. You don't know what thoughts is harboring. But when you tell him about the grace of God, the grace of God will teach him to say no to that ungodly thought of rape. So please, we need to tell each other about Jesus, about the love of God, about His grace. And lastly, we need to pray for our guys. We need to pray. We need to pray for our nations. We need to pray for the guys. We need to pray for the ladies. We need to pray for ourselves. Ladies, we need to pray. Guys, we need to pray for each other. And because I know God is a prayer answering God, you get it? And I know He would answer our prayers when we pray for Him, when we pray. So we need to pray for our nations. We need to pray for our guys. Girls, pray for the guys. Enough of the criticism. Guys, enough of the criticism. Enough of, I hope I mentioned this word right. Enough of the blame game. Enough of saying, girls, you people are doing this. That is why we are raping you. And girls, enough of saying this. We need to preach the message, yeah, no to racism, definitely no to racism, no to rape. We need to create the awareness. But in as much as we create the awareness, we also need to spend time praying for the guys. Pray for the guys. And guys, pray for the girls as well, that God will protect them from these evil people. And girls, pray for the guys that they'll be filled with the love of God. They'll be God-fearing. So We really need all these, and I hope this episode will go a long way to helping us deal with this evil act called rape. And I'm sure by the grace of God we would get through this victoriously. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Inside Bayou Podcast. Let us remember, a problem cannot or does not solve itself. It is up to those who are faced with the problem or affected by the problem to take action and solve the problem. Therefore, let us rise
and say no to rape.